having confidence. How can you have confidence in your investment strategy with volatility and complexity? Let's find out from Adam Sussman. He is Principal Director of Research at the TAB Group. Also with us, Vinny Catalano of Blue Marble Research. Adam, good to have you with us here on Bloomberg.
Good to be here. Thank you.
Describe the difference between today's investment environment and maybe go back a generation. What are the differences?
You know, the big difference today is the plumbing of the markets. 10, 20 years ago, the markets were operated by humans. We had pits. We had floors where the prices would come together. People would shout out what prices they wanted to trade at. They'd meet on the floor, agree on a price, and move on their way. It would take a lot longer than it does today, where the markets are faster, more automated, computerized. And the question is whether the difference in how the markets function, the plumbing of the markets, if you will, is there a difference in the way that we trade and invest because of the underlying plumbing?
Is there?
I think so. I think that as part of this shift to more automated, faster trading or a more technological environment overall, that we've become, as investors, more separated from our investments. And part of that is because of the plumbing, the way that we trade, the way that you can just go online and click to trade. It's much easier than actually, for example, going into a store, examining a product, talking to someone about it, so on and so forth. It's much more of an abstract process. And I think that has changed the kinds of stocks that people invest in, the proliferation of passive investing or index investing, as well as how much investors actually know about the stocks that they're invested in.
Adam, do you think it's a contributing factor to the sort of the disappearance, the evaporation of the individual investor in a market that is increasingly complex and hard to understand?
I think the answer is that, you know, the market, the way that people think about the prices of stocks hasn't probably radically changed. The way, you know, if I think about Apple and whether I think Apple is going to go up or down, you know, if that was GM 50 years ago, I think that process is the same as it always was. And some people are better at figuring out, you know, what stocks are going to go up and down.
Excuse me, Adam, when you say that process, you're talking about the process from the point of view of how that individual investor looks at and makes the decision as to whether they want to put money in it or not. That's the way you're referring to it as the process?
Correct. Yep. And, you know, I think if you go to talk to people running mutual funds, you know, the value investing process has stayed relatively static over time. What's changed is what happens after you decide to buy or sell and how that order then interacts with the marketplace. And the question is, has the plumbing changed the way that we think about how we trade or what we invest in? And I think for the most part, the answer is no. The exception is that because the markets are so much more efficient and automated and it's easier to take 50 stocks, put them into a basket and buy the basket in the form of an index ETF. I think that's one of the major changes in the way people think about the stocks, the stock market, and how they invest. Now we're seeing that kind of process extend just, you know, beyond investments in stocks. Beyond investment in stocks, we're seeing a increase in the amount of ETF trading on corporate bonds, for example, a hot topic these days, or gold or silver. The fact of the matter is that these types of exposures that were harder to get to 10, 20 years ago, you know, are now on an exchange wherever anyone will trade them. And I think it's easier for people to say, hey, maybe I want to buy silver today or gold today, than it is, oh, let's really dig down into the 10K of a company.
Well, Adam, just, you know, whether you like these changes or not that you're describing, good, bad, or indifferent, you're not going to put the technology back in the bottle, right? I mean, you're not going to change what is going on in terms of the application of technology. So how do you take advantage of this change? Because there are other ways to invest now. And if you've got a new generation of investors who are growing up in this world, things like crowdfunding and investing in illiquid assets, but using the internet to do your research and to connect with those possible investments.
Yeah, so, you know, one of the buzzwords going around these days is the shared economy, right? Where you can go out and instead of buying a car, you can rent a car for a few hours using Zipcar, or you go away for vacation and you can rent your house or apartment out for a night or two using Airbnb.
Right.
And what's been late to the game, so the finance industry has been late to the game on that, mostly because of regulations. It is a more regulated industry than the hotel industry or the car rental industry. And
well,
so,
the vetting process is also a little bit more challenging, right?
Absolutely. You know, where you, well, it depends on how you think about who you want in your house and where you put your money. But yeah, the overall, I think the vetting process is usually more stringent. But crowdfunding, vis-a-vis a law that was passed going back 2011 now, called the Jobs Act, really allows that shared economy philosophy to be applied to the financial markets. In the way, basically, the big change is that it's going to allow individual investors to invest in private companies, whereas before, you know, you had to be pretty rich in order to be able to invest in a private company. It also helps, you know, if you think about it, it helps startups and or your local businesses get going without being reliant on the banks. So, you know, I think we're at the very, very early stages of, frankly, a revolution in the way that people think about how they invest and for small businesses, how they think about where they ought to go get money to keep their operations going or expand.
So, Adam, you know, I'm just listening to this, and it's like I feel like there's efficiency, you know, where the markets have become more efficient versus kind of representation. Do the individual investor, will they eventually ultimately have a bigger play, bigger say in the markets? Because right now we hear so much talk about the high-frequency trading. It's the institutional guys that really shape everything and have the representation. So is that kind of a shift where we're going to have efficient markets, more efficient markets, and more representation by the little guys?
Well, I think the little guys are going to have an opportunity to become more involved in the smaller privately owned space. And I think that, you know, there's going to be people are going to think about the way they invest in big public stocks, right? Oh, I might as well just go get that through an ETF because really what do I know about any one of the stocks that are in that ETF? And then separately, in a separate category, say, you know, let me take a look at some smaller companies, private companies. Maybe they're local businesses. Maybe they're smaller businesses that are in a space that I'm comfortable with. And that's where I think I can have a advantage over and above, you know, this high-frequency, more abstract, more liquid market.
Vinny Catalano, I want to put the last question to you because you gave an example earlier of helping your daughter get from point A to point B using the internet. We all use it for traffic and information of that sort. Are there things in the investment community that you can see in the next couple of years that we're going to take for granted that just come from technology and guide us?
I think one of the items that is just being talked about in the crowdfunding and those kind of new developments, that's very, very exciting. The thing that I would like to see happen is I would like to see the average individual investor recognize that using ETFs do not have to be single bets only, that you can build effective portfolios with diversification and sector bets and sector tilting.
I want to thank you, gentlemen, very much. Vinny Catalano, Blue Marble Research. I thank to Adam Sussman of TAB Group.